This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Bodies of 9 people recovered following Lende River flood in Raswa district. 57 people safely rescued while 19 people still go missing. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inspects flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuakot. Lawmakers demand government's prompt rescue and preparedness measures. Doctors call off protest after three-point agreement with government, healthcare institutions to resume regular services. And flash flood takes 3 lives in USA's New Mexico emergency declared. Now the news in detail. Bodies of 9 people have been recovered following the devastating flood in the Lende River in Raswa district. According to Nepal police, 57 people have been rescued so far while 19 remain missing. Among the missing are 11 Nepali citizens, among the workers in customs yard of Raswagadi border point, 2 Nepal police personnel serving at Timore area police office, and 6 Chinese nationals. The body of Assistant Inspector of Police Lal Bahadur Shrestha, who was missing from Raswa after being swept away by the flood, was found on the banks of the Trisuli River at a place called 15 Kilo of Chitwan. Assistant Chief District Officer of Raswa Dhruva Prasad Adhikari said the flood swept away 64 vehicles, including 23 cargo containers, 6 cargo trucks and 35 new electric vehicles. More than 294 Nepal Army personnel have been deployed in the ongoing rescue operations. The flood has swept away the Miteri Bridge along the Nepal-China border. Shortly after passing this point, the Lende River merges with the Bhotekosi River. The flood has also severely disrupted the Siafrubesi-Raswagadi road at several locations, halting transportation. Moreover, the flood has damaged a barrage of 111 megawatt Raswagadi hydropower project and the customs office at Timore. The complete details of the losses are awaited. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday inspected the flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuakot. He was at Nepal Police Timore area wing at Timore and police office national 6 China Ramesh Lekhas. Inspector of Assistant Bahadur Shrest Police Lal from Raswa, who was missing, swept away by after being swept, was found on the flood, the Trisuli on the banks of place called Fiv River at a of Chitwan, 15 kilo. Assistant Officer of Chief District of Prasad Adi Raswa through the flood, Swikari said the 4 vehicles swept away 60 would a notice calling upon people living in the coastal areas of Kali Gandaki River in Myagdi to remain alert considering the risk of floods in Chukar River, Army Pers, Lomanthang Rural Municipality 4 of Mustang. The Chukar is a tributary of the Kali Gandaki River. Members of the House of Representatives have expressed sorrow over the loss of lives and properties caused by the recent natural disasters in Raswa and Nuakot districts. Speaking during the 0 hour of the lower house yesterday, lawmakers urged the government to carry out prompt rescue and relief operations in the affected areas and focus on strengthening disaster preparedness. They also called on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak to update the House about the actual situation and damage caused by the flood in Raswagadi. Likewise, National Assembly members drew the government's attention towards preparedness for risk reduction of monsoon-induced disasters, as well as for relief, rescue and rehabilitation efforts. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. today. According to the information shared as per the agenda, in today's meeting, Speaker Devraj Khemere is scheduled to present a proposal seeking consideration for amendments to the Constitutional Council Functions, Duty, Powers and Procedures First Amendment Bill with review from the National Assembly. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Nawal Kishore Sahasudhi has submitted a proposal seeking approval to present the Children First Amendment Bill 2082. Protesting doctors have put off their protest after the government and Nepal Medical Association, NMA, reached a three-point agreement. Talks were held yesterday later evening among Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari and representatives from the Health Ministry and NMA. As per the agreement, a task force would be formed to furnish recommendations on the amendment of the existing legal and policy provisions and submit a report within 7 days. The Nepal Medical Association has agreed to suspend all types of protest with effect from yesterday and resume regular services. The healthcare providers had been shutting down all services except for emergencies in the private and public healthcare facilities across the nation, leaving patients in the lurch since the protest last Monday and yesterday. The meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council NDRRMC yesterday has decided to continue and make the search and rescue work of missing nationals and foreigners in the flash floods at Raswa Gadi more effective. The meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar under the chair of Prime Minister and Council Chair KP Sharma Oli took stock of the possible causes of the floods and the details of the damage sustained so far and thanked the security personnel and local people involved in the search and rescue in a risky situation. The NDRRMC has issued directives to the concerned bodies for search and rescue and expressed heartfelt tributes to those who lost their lives in the incident as well as condolences to the bereaved families. The meeting has decided to coordinate with neighboring China through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to operate the Kering border crossing after the Miteri Bridge over the Bhotekosi River at Raswa Gadi, the Nepal-China border transit was washed away. Similarly, the council meeting has decided that the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport to make arrangements for the operation of damaged infrastructures, while the Ministry of Finance has been instructed to facilitate insurance for damage to containers, vehicles and other assets of the business persons. Likewise, Home Ministry has been directed to make arrangements for providing immediate relief to the families of the deceased and missing persons in the incident as per the prevailing law, and the Ministry of Health and Population to make arrangements for free treatment of the injured. The concerned bodies have also been directed to remain alert and work on preparedness and response as more than average rainfall has been forecast for this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A father and two children in Lincoln of New Mexico in USA were washed away in flood waters yesterday. According to the BBC, National Weather Service NWS reported the incident after declaring a flash flooding emergency in the area. A swift water rescue team is searching for the family and multiple other rescues are underway. The downpour in Rudiso began around 3 p.m. local time in the Upper Canyons area, resulting in flash floods. About a dozen roads had to be closed because of debris and an unknown number of boat rescues were conducted. The emergency comes just days after a deadly flood hit the neighboring state of Texas. In Texas, more than 109 people are confirmed dead and at least 161 are still missing following flash floods last Friday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be places of you are the English news. Nepal's 8 now on to a news bulletin news update and international news. A father and Lincoln of two children in USA, New Mexico away in flood were washed yesterday. Flood waters linked to the BBC according to Weather Service, the National. With this, we have almost come to declaring a news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bodies of 9 people recovered following Lindey River flood in Raswa district. 57 people safely rescued while 19 people still go missing. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inspects flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuakot. Lawmakers demand government's prompt rescue and preparedness measures. Doctors call off protest after 3-point agreement with government, healthcare institutions to resume regular services. And flash flood takes 3 lives in USA's New Mexico, emergency declared. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.